Okay, I'm just continuing this thought. Again, we started off just before, we ended off saying that when man sins, they lose their essence. Now what we're saying is, chata aretz, when the earth, hechishes atzmiusa, it lost its essence. I went back a little bit. The bottom of the page, ayin tes. Okay? So it says, simsum ameschela, it lost, or it's constricting its strength. Instead, it goes after the tachlis. It goes after the end game. It didn't focus on making the tree be equally or taste like the fruit. It lifted its eyes outside of it. To think about goralos, the lot, perhaps what's relative to other things. Looking outside of it, or looking what is the benefit for this? Okay, let's keep going. Right, basically what we're saying is that that earth itself produced trees that they were not supposed to. God's intent was, based on the psukim, based on the verses, that earth itself would create trees, that the taste of the trees would be like the taste of the fruits. What happened? It didn't happen. It was just thinking about the success of the tree. Earth was just saying, wait a second, why am I investing so much energy in the trees? That's not going to bring money. What's going to bring money? What's going to bring delight to people? The fruits, not the actual taste of the tree. And therefore, I have to focus on what's making me money. I have to focus on which earth are people going to want? Oh, I'll tell you what the earth that people are going to want. The one that produces the best fruits, right? And therefore, my value will go up if I focus all my energy on tachlis, on the end game. That itself was a sin. Leon, you see that?
Thinking about so many things here.
Gorillos for carreros. I don't know what the word carreros is, unless it really means careers, which I don't know. But gorillos means its lot. Where does it stand? Are people going to buy my fruits?
Oh, okay.
Okay? Let's keep going. Kitcher go hayereach. Then we go to the moon. The moon was also at fault. Why? I'm sorry. The moon is just the opposite. It says in the Midrash, right? It says that when God created the sun and the moon said, what's going on?
Kitrig is an argument.
Yeah, he was prosecuting, or sort of like,
right.
He was complaining, saying, the moon was complaining, how can you make me and the sun equal? You can't have two kings. Either, right? So what happens? Im nosivu pnimiusa, it lost its, I guess, its inner sivuv, simchas chelka, chom advar hadras malachim kitsona. What did the moon think about? The moon thought about, okay, I'm not going to have power if the sun also has power. Right? So the moon comes to God with a claim and says, how can me and the sun both be equally powerful? Again, it lost its essence. It's thinking about its effect as opposed to thinking about its essence. Okay? Keep going. In each one of the sins, we see how the essence is lost because it's focusing on the effect as opposed to the essence. Okay? Shall prat v'shal aklal. Let's keep going. What?
I said 1 second.
Sure. I mean, I think he's saying a lot here. To understand this, earth or physicality loses its value when I'm just focusing on the end game. The way, right, because that's its sense, losing its essence. Losing its essence means I'm focusing on the external part. What can I do with it? What can I do with the physicality? What can I do with the fruits? Right? What's the other way of saying it? What would be the holy way that the earth would look at itself? No. Everything is godly. Everything is godly includes the tree. Not just the fact that people will pay more money for the fruits, there's value in the tree itself. So the earth sinned by focusing all its taste on the fruit, right? It directed all the taste away from the tree because it said people are not going to buy half good fruits. People can't eat the tree, right? So there's no point in having the tree. The whole point is I'm planting a tree for the fruits, right? So let me put all the energy in the fruits and skip the tree. Because people are not going to pay money for a tree that tastes good. Because they're not going to eat it. So it has to be the end game. Okay, which is very practical. That's how we make money. However, this idea makes physicality lose its essence, i.e. earth, lose its essence. That's the original sin of the earth. Okay? Again, these are concepts. Okay? And we can understand the concepts. Messianic, Geula, God's word is that everything has value, not just what it can bring for something else. The tree doesn't have value because it produces fruits. The tree has value in itself. Now, we don't know what it is, perhaps, right? But that's God, okay? Same thing with the moon. The moon says, wait a second, what's the point of both? Not what's the point of both, but how can me and the sun be both equally powerful, right? So what's the moon focusing on? Its effect, not in itself. Same idea. Okay, let's keep going. Comes trained professional educators. Mistaklim b'chitzonias, and they look at the external. Mesichim dea gam hei minani. Come these educators who spend their life educating people, and they also don't focus on the eye of the person that they're educating. Musifin teven al medura. They add straw to the fire. Mashkim es atzmeim b'chometz. They end up giving the ones who are thirsty vinegar. Mifatvim es hamochos. They fatten up the mochos es alavavos b'kol ma'ashu chutz meyem. They give things to it that's outside of them. Vani holich mishtakach. And the eye.
Oh, the brains.
Brains and the hearts. B'kol ma'ashu chutz meyem, with things that are external to them. Vani holich mishtakeach. So I'm treating it. I'm giving more medication and more medication and more medication, which is, you know, obviously it's practical, right? But I'm not addressing the core of the issue. And I'm not addressing the eye. And the eye continuously forgets itself. The ki m'she'en ani, ein hu, kam ha'chomer, she'en ata.
Now, kevan she'en ani, ein hu, kam ha'chomer, she'en ata. I don't understand this. What he's getting.
That's a complicated statement.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, v'kevan she'en ani, when there's no I,
right.
There's no he.
Who's the he?
I don't know yet. V'ka v'chomer she'en ata, and for sure there's no you.
There's no relationship to anybody else.
No relationship.
She'en ani, ein hu. Is that referring to the same, is the ahu referring to the ani? Ka v'chomer she'en ata. Kevan she'en ani, ain who? So it's a three-way. It's distances in relationships. How close you are, right? Because she ain't ani, ain who? V'kal v'chomer she ain't ata. If I can't relate to somebody, it's very strange thing.
No. I think what he's saying over here. When I don't have an eye, then there's also nobody outside of the eye.
I got that.
That's it. That's simple. But then there's also no you. You means that there's a relationship. Who means that there's an existence outside. Ata means that you can't relate, that ani can't relate to another person. Not that one is an existence of another person, that's who. Existence of another person is who, is he. Ata is relationship to the other person. For sure, there's only going to be a relationship. So if I don't work on the I, I'm not going to be able to recognize other. And I'm definitely not going to recognize a relationship. I'm not going to have a relationship. That's pretty psychological 101, right? Let's keep going. Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem, Mashiach, Zeg Vuraso. This is his strength. Hadar Godlo.
Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem.
Einenu Mebechutz Lanu, Ruach HaPeinu Hu.
No, I'm
Ruach
in a class discussion which I can give a sit back on.
That's from Eichel, I don't remember it.
What's that?
Ruach HaPeinu,
yes,
I know the extent, but I don't know what he means by that. Ruach HaPeinu.
Ruach Abenu, Mashiach Hashem.
What's that mean?
So that's it's a pasuk in Eicha.
That's where Danny and Don got there.
The ruach of us, of how we breathe, is Mashiach. What does that mean? Zegvuraso Hadar Godlo. Right. So the strength of Mashiach, Einenu B'chutz Lanu, is the fact that it's not outside of us. Ruach Abenu, it's us. It's how we breathe.
No,
as Hashem Elokeinu v'davar Malkeinu nivakesh.
On a cassette tape, but I can probably.
As Hashem Elokeinu v'davar Malkeinu nivakesh, our God and David Melech King David, we request, we search out. El Hashem ve'el tuvo nivchad et ani shelanu nivakesh zasmenu nivakesh v'nimtza Haser kol lekeinechar, haser kol zaru mamzer, v'yedatem ki ani Hashem elokechem, amotzi eschem eretz Yisrael yos lechem elokim, ani Hashem. What's he saying? What is Mashiach? Not external. It's internal. The strength of Mashiach, the strength of the oneness of God, comes from within us. From us not getting rid of the strange or foreign forces. What creates the foreign forces? Chet, sin. Bottom line, let's sum up what he's saying over here. What he's saying over here is that what sin does, sin makes us lose our essential self.
Ruach ha'peinu Mashiach Hashem.
Ruach ha'peinu Mashiach Hashem.
Our spirit is Mashiach Hashem.
Or I would say that our spirit strengthens Mashiach Hashem.
Zebu.
Vuraso.
That's Hashem's gevura, right?
Or I won't say Hashem's gevura.
What?
Mashiach's gevura.
Dar Gadlo? I don't think so. I think that has to be Hashem. Ruach apenu Mashiach Hashem.
No, look at the bottom. Spirit. I'm right. Look at the bottom.
Okay.
Gvuras of a gadlu shel Mashiach mispatim bekach. Ruach apenu.
I gotta find it.
Ruach apenu. Okay, go ahead. Gvuras of a gadlu shel Mashiach. The strength and the ability of Mashiach mispatim is expressed bekach shu einenu mechutz lanu, in the fact that it's not external to us. Elohu nishmas ruach hachayim shabanu. It's the essence. It's the soul of our life. Inside of us.
I see the words, I just still don't know what he means. I really don't understand what he means.
He's saying, this will end, but he's saying basically that Mashiach, the concept of Mashiach in Judaism, is not external. It's internal. When we start cleansing ourselves from the distractions, when we start cleansing ourselves from the false ideology, from the false gods that lie within us because of sin, that's strengthening the oneness of God in this world. That's what he's saying. I have to get rid of all the things that take away from my essence, from my I. That's going to be Mashiach. And that's going to give Mashiach its ability to rule in this world and to be able to say God is one. That is what we're saying. Yashar Koach. So that's